These letters will estimate the number of drivers speeding more than 10 miles over the posted speed limit. After a period of targeted enforcement via greater police presence and speedminder signs that measure drivers' speed against the speed limit, follow-up studies will measure the pilot program's effectiveness. Glenn Harbeck, the head of the city's Planning, Development, and Transportation Department, says these measures enable more efficient use of police resources.
We just have to collect the data first, find out when the worst speeding times are, and then we give that data to the police department, and they deploy their patrol out there, say, like Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4:15 to 4:45. There's a consistent number of speeders in that neighborhood, so that's why we can deploy them without having them sit out there for 6 or 7 hours.
Back in 2009, the city's previous traffic management program was cut due to the economic downturn. Harbeck says the current program is partially motivated by complaints received ever since. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.